We ended up then, after we closed the deal, but I want to say two or I think three we kept. So all, no, all, we kept three and all the rest we got rid of. And she was one of them. And I thought she was
yes.
Yeah.
She was very, very super detailed.
Which was, I don't know if Charles plugged this in because we were dying.
David Susan.
Yes.
No, they were almost dead.
David decided we had
this. We were almost dead.
I got the job to do it, even though I had a glove. That was a David Susan story, but you know it. Thank you.
Kenny, you out of here, man? Let's do it. Take care, man.
You good to go?
Okay. Going to reopen the meeting at 12:27, January 27th, executive session.
Agreement with Kansas County on the terms discussed in the executive session and authorize the chief executive officer to do all other things reasonable or necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Second. Questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion.
Okay.
I move to authorize the Port Authority to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency on the terms discussed in executive session and authorize the Chief Executive Officer to do all other things reasonable or necessary to give effect.
Comments? All in favor say aye.
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 Mr. Chairman, I have a motion. Authorize the Port Authority to amend the employment agreement with Charlie Jenkins on the terms discussed in executive session and authorize the chairman and chief legal officer to do all other things reasonable or necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Comments? Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
We have the item.
Oh, we have the item. That's right. Yep. Yes. Okay, well, let's do S then. Well, I where that last page was. Okay.
This will be quick. Happy New Year to you all. It's not too late to say that. It's great to be here with you in this beautiful new building. I only have one item for your consideration today, and that's item S1. It has to do with the payment of tariffs, the engagement of a customs broker, and posting of a bond. Complete the importation formalities with regard to our 8 brand shiny new ship-to-shore cranes, the first 4 of which are scheduled to arrive at Barber's Cut as early as Thursday morning to begin offloading. There's a short window of time between the arrival of the cranes and when the tariffs have to be paid and paperwork has to be filed. And because the tariff picture remains in flux, we want to make sure that we stand ready. So I'll take any questions. Barring that, I'd request your approval of item S1.
Second.
Okay. Just notice Tim's crying a little bit.
Yeah. Pay at the appropriate time. Those are key words.
That's right. Okay, great. Well, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Now we can go to our next meeting. So our next meeting, the report commission is on 15th, Thursday. So unique meeting because of the opening of the building. So that the commission meeting is adjourned. We're going to then move right into the so this being Tuesday, January 27th at 12:30 p.m. The Port of Houston Local Government Corporation is now called to order. I don't have any comments. Do we have any public comment? Okay, can we approve the minutes from the meeting on December 9th?
Okay,
all in favor say aye. Okay, great. Item F1, we're going to elect Eric Casey as Senior Vice President, Chief Operating Officer of the Corporation, and Dr. Harrison as Senior Vice President, Secretary, and Chief Legal Officer of the Corporation. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Okay, all in favor say aye. Do we need an executive session? Okay, so in our executive session, I move to adjourn. Say aye.
Aye.
Yeah, we're done. That was the fastest little recovery meeting. right, thanks. See you guys next time.
And we're having a little gathering in the surgery for Eric and Commissioner Don Carlos. Right.